How to Do Nothing. Insights from the audiobook by Jenny Odell Part 1. How to Do Nothing by Jenny Odell. Summary: How to Do Nothing. Resisting the Attention Economy. By Jenny Odell is a thought-provoking exploration of the idea that productivity often comes at the cost of our mental well-being, attention, and personal agency. Odell argues that in a society driven by constant connectivity and the demand for productivity, people have lost the ability to appreciate stillness, nature, and the present moment. Here are the key themes and ideas from the book. 1. The attention economy. Odell critiques the modern attention economy, where social media and technology compete for our focus and time, often leading to stress and a sense of overwhelm. She argues that this environment pressures individuals to constantly produce and perform, diminishing personal joy and creativity. 2. Rethinking productivity. The author challenges conventional notions of productivity, arguing that doing nothing, or rather, engaging in unproductive activities like daydreaming, observing nature, or simply being present, can be critical for mental health and personal fulfillment. She emphasizes that these moments can foster creativity and provide room for reflection. 3. Connection to place. Odell encourages readers to cultivate a deep connection to their surroundings. She believes that being aware of and engaged with our local environments can help ground us in reality and provide a sense of community. This interaction with nature and local space can balance the frenetic pace of modern life. 4. Activism and resistance. The book blends personal narrative, history, and cultural criticism, suggesting that doing nothing can be a form of resistance against societal pressures and expectations. By stepping back from constant engagement, individuals can reclaim their time and attention, ultimately leading to a more intentional and meaningful life. 5. The importance of community. Odell highlights the role of community in our lives, advocating for social relationships and connections as essential elements for a fulfilling life. She encourages fostering real-life connections rather than those mediated by screens. 6. Practical tips. Throughout the book, Odell provides practical suggestions for how individuals can incorporate more presence and stillness into their lives. This includes spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, reflecting on personal values, and stepping back from digital distractions. In conclusion, How to Do Nothing is not just a guide on reducing productivity, but a manifesto on reclaiming time and attention in a world that often demands constant engagement. Through self-reflection, community engagement, and a reconnection with nature, Odell advocates for a more meaningful and connected approach to life. Part 2, How to Do Nothing. Author Jenny Odell is an American author, artist, and educator renowned for her book, How to Do Nothing: Resisting the Attention Economy, which was published on April 2, 2019. The book combines philosophical insights with personal narrative and social critique, focusing on the importance of reclaiming our attention in an age dominated by digital distractions and the attention economy. In addition to How to Do Nothing, Odell has also written other works, including Saving Time: Discovering a Life Beyond the Clock, published on February 15, 2023. This book continues to explore themes of time and our relationship with it, offering a reflection on how we perceive and manage time in a modern context. Odell is also a contributor to various anthologies and has written articles for publications like The New Inquiry and The New York Times. Regarding which of her books may be considered the best in terms of editions, How to Do Nothing has received acclaim for its rich prose and insightful commentary. It has been produced in various formats, including hardcover, paperback, and audiobook, each edition catering to different readers' preferences. The original hardcover edition often receives praise for its aesthetic presentation and quality of production, but many readers appreciate the accessibility of the paperback version for its convenience. Overall, while How to Do Nothing is widely seen as her significant work, new readers might find her latest book, Saving Time, equally compelling, especially if they are interested in further exploration of the themes she addressed in her first book. Part 3, How to Do Nothing. Chapter's overall theme, How to Do Nothing, Resisting the Attention Economy, by Jenny Odell, presents a profound exploration of the concept of resistance in our hyper-connected, attention-driven society. Odell argues that the relentless demands of the attention economy, driven by social media, news cycles, and capitalist expectations, disrupt our ability to engage meaningfully with ourselves, each other, and our environment. Instead of advocating for doing more or maximizing productivity, Odell makes a case for intentional disengagement, which she terms as doing nothing. This nothing becomes a powerful act of reclaiming autonomy, encouraging readers to focus on presence, community, and the natural world. Main chapter content. 1. Introduction and the attention economy. Odell introduces the notion of the attention economy, explaining how platforms capitalize on our attention through constant engagement. She presents the idea that our time and mental bandwidth are commodified, leading to a culture of distractibility. 2. The nature of doing nothing. The author defines doing nothing not as passivity, but as a purposeful choice to disconnect from consumerist values. She advocates for reflection, introspection, and the cultivation of relationships with both people and nature. 3. The politics of attention. Odell discusses how attention is not only personal but also political. She explores the implications of how society assigns value to different forms of attention and suggests that our attentional practices can foster resistance to oppressive systems. 4. Engagement with public spaces. She emphasizes the importance of physical places and public spaces in fostering community interaction. Odell argues that being present in these environments allows for deeper understanding and connection with others, countering the isolating effects of digital engagement. 5. Relationship with nature. The book highlights our connection to nature, encouraging readers to engage with their local ecosystems. Odell suggests that spending time outdoors can lead to a renewed sense of purpose and awareness of one's surroundings. 6. Practicing stillness. Odell delves into the practice of stillness and mindfulness as tools for resisting the pressure of constant productivity. She explores various methods for cultivating this practice, including meditation and simply observing the world around us. 7. Cultivating relationships. The author discusses the importance of building meaningful relationships, whether with friends, family, or community members. She argues that fostering genuine connections can provide grounding and support in a fragmented digital age. 8. Conclusion, a call to action. In closing, Odell calls readers to reflect on their own relationships with technology and their environment, urging a shift towards intentionality in how we allocate our attention and engage with the world. Throughout the book, Jenny Odell combines personal anecdotes, philosophical musings, and social critique, challenging readers to reconsider what it means to be present and that doing nothing can enrich their lives and communities. Part 4, How to Do Nothing theme of How to Do Nothing by Jenny Odell. The main theme of How to Do Nothing is the critical importance of intentionality in our relationship with time, attention, and our environment. Odell argues that in a society dominated by productivity and constant connectivity, taking the time to disengage and immerse oneself in the world can lead to deeper connections, personal fulfillment, and a sense of agency. Chapters closely related to the theme. 1. Chapter 1. The Attention Economy. In this chapter, Odell explores how businesses and technology are incentivized to capture our attention, leading to a cycle of distraction and stress. She discusses the implications of living in a society that commodifies attention, emphasizing the need to reclaim our focus and resist being drawn into continuous engagement with digital platforms. 2. Chapter 3, Nature and Place. Here, Odell examines the role of nature and our physical environment in shaping our experiences. She highlights the therapeutic benefits of spending time outdoors and encourages readers to develop a deeper relationship with their local habitat. This chapter illustrates the theme of intentionality by showing how being present in nature can enhance awareness and gratitude. 3. Chapter 5, The Art of Being Unproductive. This chapter presents the idea of unproductive leisure as a necessary counterpart to modern life. Odell posits that allowing ourselves to do nothing can actually foster creativity and mental well-being. By rethinking productivity, she argues that we can find joy and meaning outside of work-centric definitions of success. 4. Chapter 6, Community and Connection. Odell delves into the importance of community and social connections in finding fulfillment. This chapter emphasizes the value of slowing down to forge deeper relationships, moving away from the superficiality often perpetuated by social media interactions. She advocates for fostering local connections as a means to enrich our lives. Thematic presentation. The theme is presented through Odell's blend of personal narrative, cultural critique, and practical advice. In Chapter 1, she uses engaging anecdotes and data to illustrate the stark realities of the attention economy, while proposing mindfulness as a counteractive measure. In Chapter 3, the descriptions of nature serve as a reminder to appreciate our surroundings, using imagery that evokes tranquility and presence. Chapter 5 challenges conventional beliefs about productivity through personal stories and insights, promoting the idea that unstructured time can lead to personal growth. Finally, Chapter 6 emphasizes the interconnectedness of our social fabric, promoting community engagement as a remedy for isolation. Cultural context. The theme of how to do nothing resonates deeply within the broader contemporary social context. Digital overload. As society grapples with increasing digital engagement and an ever-persistent barrage of notifications and messages, Odell's message becomes especially relevant. There is a growing awareness of burnout and mental health issues linked to constant connectivity. Changing work norms, the rise of remote work and gig economies has blurred the lines between work and leisure, underscoring the need for boundaries. Odell's call for intentionality speaks to a collective yearning for balance and meaning beyond just economic productivity. Environmental urgency. In light of climate change and environmental degradation, Odell's emphasis on connecting with nature serves as a timely reminder of the need for ecological awareness and stewardship. Social disconnection. As communities become more fragmented due to urbanization and technology, the call for deeper local connections becomes vital in strengthening societal ties and enhancing collective resilience. In summary, Jenny Odell's How to Do Nothing tackles essential contemporary themes of attention, presence, and community, advocating for a more intentional approach to how we engage with our lives and surroundings. This exploration invites readers to reflect on their habits and consider more profound, fulfilling ways to experience the world. Part 5 quotes of How to Do Nothing. Here are 10 notable quotes from How to Do Nothing, Resisting the Attention Economy, by Jenny Odell. 1. To do nothing is to not work for the current that wants to sweep you away. 2. The ability to be more present and grounded is not only about your ability to resist distractions, but to learn to feel your place in the world. 3. In order to reclaim your attention, you first have to redefine what it means to be productive. 4. We often value busyness over deeper, more meaningful engagement with life and the world around us. 5. The more we pay attention to what is right in front of us, the more we understand our place in relation to others. 6. To truly resist the system, we must resist the narrative that time is a limited resource to be maximized at all costs. 7. Doing nothing is a form of resistance against a culture that constantly measures our worth through productivity. 8. Engaging with nature is a great example of doing nothing with intention, allowing our minds to wander and heal. 9. We have been trained to think that our attention should be persistent and our time is economic, but what if its value lies elsewhere? 10. When we step back from the demands of productivity, we open ourselves up to community, creativity, and our sense of place. These quotes capture the essence of Odell's arguments about reclaiming our attention and redefining our relationship with productivity and the world. Part 6 Similar books like How to Do Nothing. Here's a list of 5 insightful books that resonate with the themes of mindfulness, self-reflection, and transforming one's approach to life and productivity. 1. The Art of Stillness, Adventures in Going Nowhere by Pico Iyer. This book explores the benefits of slowing down and taking time for stillness in our fast-paced world. Iyer draws on personal experiences and philosophical insights, making a compelling case for how the journey inward can be just as fulfilling as any adventure abroad. 2. Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World by Cal Newport. Newport offers a practical guide to cultivating a more intentional relationship with technology. He provides actionable advice on reducing digital clutter and emphasizes the importance of focusing on what truly matters, reminiscent of the themes in How to Do Nothing. 3. The Overstory by Richard Powers. This Pulitzer Prize-winning novel tells the interconnected stories of individuals whose lives are deeply entwined with the environment, particularly trees. It prompts readers to reflect on their own relationship with nature and encourages a slowing down to appreciate the beauty and complexity of life. 4. Breathe, The New Science of a Lost Art by James Nestor. Nestor dives into the science and history of breath, explaining how the way we breathe impacts our physical and mental well-being. It's a fascinating exploration of an often overlooked aspect of health that encourages mindfulness in our daily lives. 5. When, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing by Daniel H. Pink. In this insightful book, Pink examines how timing affects our decisions and well-being. By understanding our natural rhythms, we can optimize our productivity and well-being, leading to a more fulfilled life that resonates with the essence of being present and aware in our daily actions. 1. Listen How to Do Nothing audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/how-to-do-nothing. 2. By How to Do Nothing at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=how+to+do+nothing. 3. By How to Do Nothing at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=n. For .search How to Do Nothing at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=how-to-do-nothing-and-offset=1.